So let me explain first a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Murshida Nouria Sabato, and I'm a representative of the Sufi message of Hazrat Anayat Khan. Now, who was Hazrat Anayat Khan? Anayat Khan was born in Baroda, India on July 5th, 1892. And he was trained by a murshid whose name was Muhammad Abu Hashim Madani. And his murshid trained him in the five traditions of the Chistis, the Naqshbandis, the Qadiris, and the Sawardis. Anayat Khan was also greatly influenced by Persian and Greek culture, and he was a professor of music, a very accomplished musician and vocalist in the Indian tradition. Murshid Muhammad Abu Hashim Madani, shortly before his death, instructed Anayat Khan to go forth in the world and harmonize the East and the West. And by the grace of God, may this conference be doing the same thing. But at any rate, again, his instructions from his murshid was to go forth and unite East and West and to spread the message of Sufism abroad. So it was on September 10th, 1910, that Anayat Khan left for America. And for 17 years until his passing in 1927, Anayat Khan imparted a rich and a vast spiritual legacy through worldwide lectures, through radio messages, through his writings, and instructions on the guidance of the graduated path to inner realization. The Sufi message is a message of unity. The Sufi message is a message of spiritual liberty and freedom. The Sufi message is a message of love, harmony, and beauty. The purpose of the Sufi message is not to draw anyone away or bring them to a new path, but it's rather to awaken from within us, seekers, to a path for which each person is destined. The Sufi message recognizes that there's one truth and it cannot be otherwise. Therefore, the Sufi finds the light and the love of the divine spirit of guidance hidden in all names of form. Truth is one. And the one is hidden in all these names and forms. The whole of religion, the purpose of religion, is the glorification of God, the glorification of Allah, the service to God, and the investigation of oneself. The more we explore ourselves, the more we will understand that all religions, and really all things, in the fullest light. And this light will open the way so that everything becomes clear in our life. With this clarity, we will discover our true purpose and our destiny in this lifetime. Hazrat Anayat Khan taught Sufism is only a light thrown upon your own religion. Like a light brought into a room containing all the things you ever wanted. The only thing needed was this light. And he also taught, love is the essence of all religion, of all mysticism, and of all philosophy. So I myself am a professor. I'm retired professor emerita, and I'd like to reach out particularly to the young people, but for those who are maybe like me, maybe a little bit older in years, but also young at heart, let me offer these reminders to you. and things to consider in your life and maybe to take away from this presentation. Keep your balance in life through prayer, meditation, and contemplation. This has been so helpful to me and guided me along my path. Our spiritual practices awaken the divine within through resonance and frequency. And what do I mean by that? In prayer, meditation, and contemplation, tune in to and invoke the vibration of all the beings that have informed your particular lineage, but not just your lineage, all the wise and the holy beings, both known and unknown to you. Tune into them and let them come into your mind, your presence, your heart, and let them be there for you, because these wise and holy beings will guide you. They will uplift you. They will inform you. They will inspire you, and they also will protect you. And remember, the goal of the spiritual path is to transform us into love. Because this is the currency everyone wants. True love, not romantic love, but a love beyond all measure that's unconditional and sees people, loves them, and cares for them. Even strangers, a kind word, a kind smile, an offer to help someone across the street. Be that. And remember that the sun shines everywhere. The sun doesn't just shine on this person or that person, but on everything without discrimination. There's no choice there. There's no distinction and there's no preference. So I would ask you to find that light within and share your radiance. Share the love and light of God with all. Be that light. Be that love and shine it through your radiant heart. Thank you for your time and attention. You can reach out to me, find a contact to me at sufi-message.org. I again thank you for this time together and inviting me to be a part of this important conference on universal Sufism. I send you my love, and bye for now.